So these days, we love to talk about the tech stack, and there are the tech stack must-haves, and then there are the nice-to-haves. So do you want to know what my must-haves are? Do you want to know how I look at software and I determine what we need and what we don't need? If you want me to spill the beans, you want to hear what I think you must have in your restaurant, then stick around. That's what we're going to cover on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable restaurant. I also work directly with owners and operators all over the country in my P3 Mastermind program. So this is a group coaching format where I gather hundreds of restaurant owners every week on a call. These are hundreds of restaurant owners spread across multiple groups. I meet with each group separately every single week, 2 hours. You, me, 40, 50 other restaurant owners from all around the country, all specifically focused on one thing, and that is profitability. So if you got a busy restaurant, you're generating a lot of revenue, you make a lot of hungry people happy, but you struggle to generate a consistent, predictable profit to the bottom line, then I want to chat with you. The best way to get started is to visit our website, restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. Grab some time on the calendar. You'll meet with me or someone else from my team. We'll learn more about you and your restaurant. We'll ask some questions. You get to ask some questions about the program we run and just see if it's a good fit. That call is absolutely free. There is no pressure to join us. But if this sounds like you are struggling with profitability, this is what we fix. We've put hundreds of people through the program already. The program works. The impact we make works. Go, when you're on that website, go check out the testimonials. We have dozens of testimonials up there and more coming. The bottom line is the work works. If you struggle with profitability, this is something we can fix. Again, go to the website, restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. And as always, that link is in the show notes. Okay. So we talk a lot about the tech stack, right? Technology has taken over the world. Certainly restaurants are sort of late to the party, but we all know how important it is. If you've been to a trade show anytime in the last 3 or 4 years, you know that this is a huge part of what we're learning about, a huge part of what you need to implement into your restaurant. But here's the thing. You hear all the time about, oh, you need this, oh, you need that, oh, you need that. You need every little bell and whistle and every new shiny toy. The bottom line is you don't. There are tech stack must-haves, and then there are tech stack nice-to-haves. Today, we're not even covering the nice-to-haves because you need to make sure your operation is buttoned up. There are things you need. There are ways that that technology can make you more effective, more cost-effective, more efficient. You can run your business better. So let's talk about it. Now, this is not me telling you what to do. You've got to do whatever you think is right. But I'm telling you where these places are, right? Where these platforms have come from and where they're at now is extraordinary. And it will. They can make your business better, more profitable. Again, that's that's the thing I got tattooed across my forehead, right? Profit. That's what we're after. It doesn't matter what's on the other side of profit, right? If you want to franchise, if you want to expand, if you want to sell, if you just want to go live on a beach somewhere, it doesn't matter to me. The bottom line is the common thread all throughout is profit. We need a business that generates a surplus, right? That takes in way more than it spends. Profitability is what I care about most. I gotta believe that's what you care about most. So let's talk about the tech stack must-haves. It doesn't matter what kind of restaurant you have, full service, fine dining, quick service, fast casual, doesn't matter. You need a POS. You need some way to capture revenue. You need a POS system. I think we can all agree on that. What POS system matters a great deal. The one I recommend over and over is Spot-On. Spot-On is the very best out there. I have moved dozens of my clients onto the platform because they have so much under the hood. I want to say this right away. If you're considering switching from your current POS to a new POS, I want you to reach out to me first. I'm going to give you my email. This is my personal email. Chip, C-H-I-P, at chipclose.com. C-H-I-P-K-L-O-S-E.com. There are a couple of reps that I love to work with that take really good care of my clients. They will take really good care of you. And you're going to get benefit from the best deal out there because they take care of the people I send them. So if you are interested in a new POS system, right, you should sit down and you should demo spot on. That should be in the consideration set. And I don't even care if you go with them. If you like somebody else better, fine. But you have to at least give them a chance. You have to see what they have going on. Don't just set up a demo. Write to me. I will personally pass you off to the contacts that I have within the organization. I've worked with them in partnership for years. I have sent dozens of clients to them. They will take great care of you. So let's agree that you need a POS system. You need a cloud-based POS system that you can access from anywhere in the world so that when you are on your beach, on the beach in Cabo, you can check in on the daily sales. You can look at your labor numbers. You can look at your product mix. So that comes down to, you know, there are dozens of options, hundreds of options out there. For me, the list is very short for the serious players in the market. And for me, the best one out there is Spot On. There are a bunch of reasons I feel that way. When you write to me, I will share some of those reasons. And again, I will connect you to the people I have over there and just meet with them. Find out, go through the demo and see what you think for yourself. So let's agree you need a POS system. The one that I recommend far and above everything else is Spot On. Now, from the operation side, there are two other key pieces of software you need. You need an inventory management software, something to help you manage your cost of goods sold. And then you also need a piece of scheduling software. On the inventory management side, this will come as no surprise because they've been a sponsor of this podcast for a very long time. It's Margin Edge. Now, very important. They are a sponsor on this podcast because I invited them to be a sponsor on this podcast. I basically reached out and said, I send dozens of people to you every single year. I'd love to formalize the relationship and put you in front of a much broader audience. The software is that compelling. It is incredible what it does. When you get everything in there and you get it all up and running, it is incredible what it can do for you. And it's a couple $100 a month that will save you, no lie, a couple $1,000. So we talk a lot about ROI. The ROI on a program like Margin Edge is absolutely obvious within the first month or two of you turning it on. So I believe you need an inventory management software, something to help you manage your ordering, your inventory, your real-time plate costs. For me, that is Margin Edge. And then the other piece I said, right, is you need a good scheduling software. For me, the best one out there is 7Shifts. It integrates with so many different POS systems, so many different payroll systems. So it's all going to speak to each other. 7Shifts has so many great, right? It's like drag and drop functionality. It's so easy. It's incredible. And it's going to show you your projected payroll burden every single day. And it's going to show you when you're building the schedule, your projected payroll burden for the week. This becomes crucial. So much of what I teach to my clients is about forecasting and budgeting, right? Generating a forecast, using those to generate budgets, and then holding your team accountable. These two programs, specifically Margin Edge and 7Shifts, helps you control the controllables. We say this in business all the time. We control the controllables. The controllables in our industry are revenue. We can control how many people come in and how much each person spends. We can impact that number. We control our COGS number, right? What we order, how much we pay for it, how much we portion on the plate, and ultimately what we charge the consumer for that. And then scheduling. We can influence who we hire, how much we decide to pay them, and how many hours we give them each week. So when we talk about controlling the controllables, revenue, COGS, and labor are our controllables. Those are the three variables that make our industry so hard. So we need really good programs to manage them. For me, that's Spot On, Margin Edge, and 7Shifts. Non-negotiable, those are the must-haves. Now, if you got a full-service restaurant, you need a reservation platform, right? Table management, wait list management, something that's going to be a CRM. There are lots out there. We know all the players, right? OpenTable, Resy, Talk. Now, Yelp has a platform. For me, the best one out there is 7Rooms. Now, 7Rooms approaches this differently than a lot of other platforms, right? So OpenTable has a marketplace, right? They have an app that a consumer, a potential diner can log in and search for restaurants in their market. Same thing with Resy, right? Same thing with Talk, you know, for that matter. Seven Rooms is different. Seven Rooms is a white label solution, right? So yes, they got their little logo on the bottom, but there is no app, there is no marketplace. What you lose in that, though, you gain in a powerful CRM, right? CRM, customer relations management, right? And a powerful way of communicating with your people before and after their actual meal. So what Seven Rooms does so incredibly is it helps you gather an incredible amount of data on each guest who comes in so you can measure who they are, when they come in, how often they've come in, when the last time was that they came in, and how much they spent each time they came in. And then on average, when they come in with two people, this is how much they spend. When they come in with eight people, this is how much they spend. That helps you speak to them much more specifically and deliberately, right? We talk about meeting the customer where they are. Seven Rooms allows you to do that. So what you lose in not having a marketplace, I think you more than make up for in all of the tools. It's such a robust platform. And here's something really important. If you've been following the data, if you've been following the industry experts over the last couple of years, we're seeing that less people are searching on Resy and OpenTable on those apps, and they're switching to Google. A lot of people are using Google as a search engine. Guess what? It is. Because now there is Talk and OpenTable and Resy and Yelp and Seven Rooms. So how do you find all the restaurants? If I just go look on OpenTable, I'm only going to find the restaurants that are on OpenTable. If I go look on Resy, I'm only going to see the restaurants that are on Resy. But I don't want to have to do multiple searches. And diners are now aware of this, and they are going to Google. The data is very, very clear. More and more people are just going to Google, using it for the search engine, not really using OpenTable and Resy for the app, for the marketplace component. And so if less diners are doing that, then there's no reason to stay with them, because Seven Rooms has such a compelling solution on the backside with automations, with segmentation, really acting as a true CRM in a way that we've never had in our industry. I mean, Seven Rooms literally connects the two major pieces of software that all full service restaurants have, right? Which is POS, which harbors all of the revenue information, and then the reservation software, which holds all of the frequency information. And so now if we've got one platform, Seven Rooms, that connects all of those together, why on God's green earth wouldn't we have it? If you've never heard of this, Seven Rooms, go check it out, right? If you're thinking about switching, if you want to check them out, I strongly recommend setting up a demo. I don't have anybody over there in particular that I work with, but anybody is going to take care of you, and just go check it out and see what they have to do. Now, full service restaurants need a reservation, table management, wait list management platform. For me, that's Seven Rooms, non-negotiable. If you are a quick service or fast casual, you need a really good online ordering platform. You need a way to capture orders and generate revenue on your website. Now, for the most part, right, if you've got your POS system, should have a solution for this, right? So I recommend it, Spot On. Spot On has a really well-integrated, beautiful a beautiful feature that does this, that handles online ordering. If you don't like your POS's solution, or if your POS doesn't have it at all, then I recommend Chowly. Chowly, this is what they do. They do it better than just about anybody out there. The more I learn about what they do, the more excited I am about what they do. That's my go-to, right? If your POS system doesn't do it, or if you don't like the POS solution, then I would check out Chowly, right? You need a way to capture online orders on your website, especially if you're quick service and fast casual. We talk a lot about marketing on this show. You need a way to send emails. Email is the preferred method of communication from a consumer and the brands that they follow. So you need a really good email service provider, right? A platform that's going to help you send mass emails to 5, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, 200,000 people at a time. For me, that's MailChimp, right? So if you use Seven Rooms is a CRM and is an email service. They have that in there. But if you're not using Seven Rooms, I always recommend MailChimp. It's robust, it's easy to use, it's fairly intuitive, it's drag and drop. you can segment your, you can tag and segment your list. You can build multiple lists. It will do a lot of what you need. It's pretty robust for a relatively small amount every single month. So that's what I always recommend MailChimp. For tip management, if you are still tipping out at the end of every night, for the love of God, there's no reason to keep doing it. Kickfin has been a sponsor of this show for a long time because I love the two founders. I love what they're doing, what they're building. I love the team over there. I think the platform actually does solve a really big problem that restaurants have, which is that if you're tipping out cash at the end of every night, you're constantly having to go make runs to the bank. You got a ton of cash on hand, which is sort of a theft and liability issue, right? And then it crushes your managers at the end of every night. Or your bartenders when they're paying out, when they're cashing out all of your servers. What Kickfin does is they sort of do it like Uber drivers, right? Uber drivers accrue money, and at the end of the shift, they basically clock out, and they automatically get sent their money right to their bank account. That's what Kickfin does. It literally issues you the money, right? It issues the server the money, and it drops in their bank account in a matter of minutes. So you can close out, clock out, go downstairs, change into your street clothes, come back upstairs, check your bank account, and it will be there. It's a really, really incredible platform. If you've never heard of it, go check them out. For listings and reputation management, when it comes to search engine optimization, right? So a search engine like Google or Bing, right? The whole point is to be found in a place as vast as the internet. SEO, search engine optimization, is making sure that your digital footprint makes it so that you are found. This has to do with listings management and reputation management. Okay, so what are those things? Listings, meaning your information appears all over the internet. It's on Google, it's on Facebook, Instagram, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Foursquare, EasyCater, everywhere. It's on dozens and dozens of directories and websites. You need to make sure that that matches across the internet. Marquee, M-A-R-Q-I-I, if you've never heard of it, this is worth checking out. It makes sure you update it in the Marquee platform, and then it sends that information out to all of your different sites. It's incredibly powerful. That will help you be found on the internet, found when people are searching for things like you have, right? Best pizza in South Orange, New Jersey. You want to make sure if you got a pizza place in South Orange, New Jersey, that you pop to the top of that list. Managing your listings properly will help you do that. Likewise, on the other side, the flip side, the other thing that Marquee does really well is reputation management. Now, what does that mean? Reputation management has to do with your online reviews. You are constantly getting reviewed on sites like Facebook, Google, Yelp, TripAdvisor, and you need to be able to aggregate those, curate those, and respond to each and every one. Marquee has a tool that will aggregate them every single day. They drop into your inbox, and rather than logging into Yelp and then responding, and then logging out and logging into TripAdvisor and then responding to the reviews, and then logging out and logging into Google, rather than doing that, they all come to one place. You respond to them right there within the Marquee platform. It updates on the site. It could not be easier. And what it turns out is that managing your reputation, responding to those reviews, has a huge impact on your results in searches on sites like Google and Bing. Really, really crucial. If you've never heard of Marquee, you have to check them out. Again, for me, that's a tech stack must-have. Last one we're going to cover here is website hosting. Now, I'm going to go two different directions. Number one, if you want a done-for-you solution with tons of bells and whistles, I would look at PopMenu. For me, they're one of the best, most stylish, sharpest platforms out there. They're really easy to use, very reasonably priced, tons of other features you can add on. But if you want a done-for-you solution, that's the one I recommend. And if you want a do-it-yourself solution, I recommend Squarespace. I personally have built dozens of websites on Squarespace back when I was full-time running the marketing for restaurants all over New York City. I would do that, right? So if you want a done-for-you solution, PopMenu, they will build you a beautiful website. And then if you want a DIY, you want to do it yourself, use Squarespace. It's very, very reasonable. It takes more work. There's a learning curve to it, for sure. But you can do it yourself and put together a really beautiful, stylish website, no problem. Depends which direction you want to go. Depends on your skill set and the time you have to devote to this. So the tech stack must-haves. POS, spot on. Inventory management, you have to be able to manage your COGS. For me, that's margin edge. Scheduling software, you need to be able to manage your schedule so you can properly manage labor. For me, that's 7 shifts. Reservations, table management, waitlist management, CRM platform. For me, that's 7 rooms. It's not even close to anything else. Online ordering, you have to enable this within your POS, or if your POS doesn't have it, or if you don't like their solution, go check out Chowly. You need to be able to send emails every single week to your list. The email service provider that I think is best and easiest to use, drag and drop, intuitive, it is MailChimp. For tip management, if you're tipping out your team at the end of every night with cash, you need to look at a solution like Kickfin. They will save you hours in your week. They will limit your liability when it comes to theft and loss. It will save you so much time and a headache. If you tip out every night, you got to get Kickfin. For listings management and reputation management, it has a lot to do with how you're found on the internet. You got to check out Marquee. And finally, website hosting. Again, the done-for-you solution is PopMenu. The DIY solution is Squarespace. Now, I'm going to put the links to all of these in the show notes. A lot of them, you get special deals simply by being a listener here on this podcast. By all means, go through, set up the demo, ask them about the deal that you get. The only one that I'm going to hand deliver for you is Spot On. If you are unhappy with your POS, if you've been thinking about switching to a new POS provider, you got to check out Spot On, but email me directly, chip@chipclose.com, chipklose.com, and I will personally broker the introduction to the people that I know over there, and they will take great care of you. That's it, right? That's all of the secrets. It's everything I believe. Now, there's a whole lot of nice-to-haves, which we can cover in a future episode, but you have to lock down the must-haves. Right now, the world is digital, and you gotta button up your digital footprint. That means having technology that can help you be more efficient and effective. Those are the tech stack must-haves. Did I miss something? Do you have questions? You've got my email. I said it on this episode a couple of times. As always, I appreciate you guys being here. If there's anything you want me to cover in the future, you can always reach out to me. By the way, I respond to each and every email I've ever gotten, right? So just reach out. If you've got questions about the mastermind program I run, just email. I'll answer some questions. If there's something you want me to cover, there's something you think I forgot, you got another question for me, just reach out. You know, Ryan Reynolds said this, right? Like, I'm remarkably available. I've built my life in a way that I try to make myself very available for this community. This is what I do. So I'm here for you should you need me, right? That's it. I hope you got a lot out of this episode. Hope you took a lot of notes. Again, all of the links are in the show notes. And if you want to connect with the folks at Spot On, email me personally. Thank you guys very much, and I will see you next time.